And now I'd like to continue with part two of the podcast with the amazing Dr. Azizisatius. In this section, I really want to focus on your new role as the interim chair of the Department of Health Data Science Informatics. And just tell us what it all means and what the scope of the Department of Informatics and Health Data Science is or entails.
I think let me just lay out where we are as a school and where we are as a community here in South Florida. This is an exciting time for us. What happened during COVID was that we saw a mass migration of technologists and companies descend to South Florida because it had become, and it is still now, a haven for so many entrepreneurs and for so many tech companies who are trying to make a difference. And particularly in healthcare, it's important as well, because when you look at Miami, we all know this, Miami is one of the most cosmopolitan cities in the world. But I think it is juxtaposed in a position where it serves as the gateway of the Americas. And the Western Hemisphere and the Americas, South America, Central America, North America, and the Caribbean, we are really at a watershed moment when it comes to technology and commerce. And so the question is, how do we assert this level of thought leadership in the space and the department, as well as others are doing this work? So I've said this to some of my other colleagues. There have been so many folks here who's doing the work in informatics already. We're just a three-legged stool. We're complete in this process. So I'll just lay out what informatics is and why it's important for healthcare. When you look at trying to understand human disease, how can we improve health and wellness? And how is it that we can provide more effective treatments for all? You must look at the first step, what I consider the genesis. You need to have great data to better understand. But data in many ways can be seen two-dimensionally and can be seen objectively. But one of the things that we know as clinicians and as scientists, that data is always in context. And when you look at data in context, that's what information is. That's what informatics is. And so for us, what we want to be able to do and the vision of this new department is this. What type of data are we going to collect? And this is really from a research standpoint, from a scientific standpoint, as well as from a clinical operations. How can we separate ourselves as a clinical operations to provide the best care for our patients? Do we only privilege clinical data? Do we only somewhat look at lifestyle factors? Or because we are in one of the most historically significant Black communities in America, in that of Overton, that we must also look at social determinants of health, where people live, work, play, worship, and the like, and how that impacts health outcomes from a public health standpoint. So our vision is going to be a little bit different from other traditional informatics departments. And I'm not saying that they are wrong, but when we've studied the ecosystem that informatics as practiced 20 years ago was trying to find ways in which you can process, collate, curate your clinical information and data so that it can spur treatments and discoveries. We think it is that, but it needs to be more. How is it that we can meet the needs of the patients that we serve and the community, because they are future patients, and how we can improve their health?
So in pursuing that theme, how do you envision using big data, artificial intelligence, and all those tools to actually improve health, promote health, and achieve health equity?
We have a very entrepreneurial mind as to how we're going about this. So we have verticals, and we have five. First, education. What does that look like? It means, therefore, what we want to be able to do here in the Department of Informatics and Health Data Science and throughout the entire university is to create a culture of innovation. What does that look like? It means, therefore, that we want to create the next generation of clinicians and scientists, those individuals who are trained in innovation. We do a good job with training people the scientific method and maybe a little, in terms of the engineering method. But the innovation method is something that so many folks are not being taught. I look at my daughter, who is 10 years old, and my five-year-old son. There are elements of innovation being taught to them. I don't believe that creativity is just a God-given talent. It can be cultivated, okay. It can be honed. This is one arm and era whereby we can really accentuate the fantastic work that Dean Chandran and all of those folks have done in medical education. But we're creating micro courses. We're training folks as to how to innovate, because you know what? We have Gen Zers and millennials who are studying right now to be medical doctors or to go in allied health or to be scientists. We need to prepare them for tomorrow. We don't need to prepare them for now. These are the folks who are going to be founders of companies. These are the folks who are going to be chief medical officers and chief technical and scientific officers in these communities. I've spoken to VCs and they're like, yeah, we need creative docs because that's what we need. But this doesn't mean that everyone who goes through this program has to be a technologist. It means, therefore, if you decide to set up a shop, a medical clinic in Kansas in rural areas, you still need these principles of innovation to do that. So that's the first vertical. Second, research. What kinds of data we're going to collect, how to collate those data, how to curate those data, how to analyze those data, how to interpret those data, and how to disseminate those data as well. We're providing that roadmap for that. And there are already a lot, a ton of great folks doing this. This is not going to be a top-down, it's going to be a bottom-up approach. Focus on decentralized trials. What does that look like? It means, therefore, if we want to diversify our clinical trial pool, how do we engage people? We got to go to them, right? Ensuring that it's more patient, more kind of volunteer centric, and that's what we're going to be doing. And then we're going to be focused on digital biomarkers as well. We are going to be known for that because that is critical, and correlate digital biomarkers with physiological markers as well. Clinical care. We're going to make sure that people know that when you come to the UHealth system, that you're going to get the best innovative evidence-based treatments. And we're going to use data to help to buttress and to support our fantastic clinicians and our fantastic departments to do that. Then the third vertical, the fourth vertical is our own venture. That we want to create an environment whereby anyone who gets a grant, at the end of the grant, it's just not enough to publish those data. That's great. But part of what the NIH and these federal government and agencies want us to do is to disseminate. Dissemination is not just providing the information, but dissemination is creating products and tools. But in order to encourage people to do that, we have to train them as to how to create those artifacts. And we want to make sure that our healthcare system is the best to work with tech companies and all these other areas. And we need a clinical operation system that would facilitate that. And last but not least, our last vertical. It's called SOAP. It's called SOAP because this is the conscience of the department. It stands for service, outreach, policy, and ethics. We want to ensure that we do this responsibly. And we want to bring in faculty who are going to think about the consequences and ramifications of these disruptive innovations. How is it that we can gather data to better understand we can provide a more just healthcare for all? And so that's the vision of the department.
Dr. Sessions, I couldn't be happier to have spent the last 45 minutes talking to you. I think your vision is infectious and contagious and clearly destined to take us to greater heights. And your passion for Media Innovation Lab and for using data science to help improve health and promote health equity, it's fantastic to watch. And I know that our patients, not only in South Florida, will benefit from it, but as you stated, globally, there's going to be a whole lot of good fun. So it has been a fantastic opportunity to host you.
Thank you.
On Inside Humanity Medicine podcast. So I'm your host, Dean Henry Ford, and we look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Inside Humanity Medicine. Thank you, Dr. Sessions.
Thank you. Pleasure is all mine.